Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
And welcome to Women's Freedom Radio on this Tuesday night. I tell you what, all kinds of shit happening and seeing the Tucker video release and everything and watching Chuck Schumer shit his pants is priceless. How you doing, Russell?
I'm doing all right, brother. We hanging down here in South Central Texas, enjoying the rather warm and somewhat humid temperatures. I tell you, man, there's a lot going on.
Video release, and afterwards Chuck Schumer came out, and that man is shitting in his pants. Dick, did you watch his remarks on video?
You got something funny going on with your mic there, brother.
Whoa. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Is that a little better?
Yeah.
Might be the spot, but how's that? Yeah, it's the spot. But I was watching a lot of the footage and stuff, and earlier today there was some stuff coming out where Chuck Schumer was making a speech, and that man is shitting in his pants big time, you know? And all the liberals are actually, like, screaming and yelling and having a major meltdown. It's kind of comical to watch, you know, because the cat's out of the bag now, some of it anyway.
Oh, well, yeah. So everybody knows that I am no fan of Fox News whatsoever. I know some people don't like it, the majority of them are tanked now, for sure. You know, they're big buddies. They can even cover Trump going down a train wreck there. One little speck of light comes out of there. It's called Tucker Carlson. And he does a show, and he got and it shows these people being supported, solitary workers, tour guides. These people are just flat busted. And, of course, now that's over here on our side. Now, on the other side, you mentioned something about it the other day about all these politicians going to the Ukraine, in the middle of this war and stuff. But we just had a bunch of nations break stuff, and there was five, but there were 11 different bio labs, U.S.
Oh, yeah. Well, I read last night, brother, where Putin destroyed another lab yesterday in one of the territories that he's trying to take over, and it's for adrenochrome. They call it adrenochrome lab, and they say it's a bunch of children.
As I said all along, Putin is not the bad guy. Putin is actually a good guy. And of course, I have no problem. He's all communist, and all, when you fight, right? And he's
right.
Blind. Even a blind hunk finds an acorn occasionally. But, finally people are starting to look at this Zelensky guy. And, we've been saying all along, about how corrupt this guy is. He was installed by the CIA. He was installed by the CIA on a, what they call a color revolution, which is a semi-fake civil war kind of thing, they installed their guy, they got their bio labs doing gain of function, and we're talking about serious stuff here, Joseph,
did you see all the evidence I posted after contracts with the BioLab from the United States and stuff. I posted on Facebook. And I got that from some friends of mine and everything. And I was like, yeah, this is some serious shit and everything, you know. And some more stuff is coming out. I'm actually going to talk about this on Thursday. But there's some other stuff coming out related to all this. And stuff. So here's the thing I want to mention. Putin made a statement. I watched his State of the Union address to his country, and they translated it into English. And he said he's not after us. He's after the corrupt politicians. He's going after every one of them that's in the globalist movement. That's who he's after.
Well, yeah, and stuff. And, as I was saying, after preaching about it for the last, I've talked about Ukraine, about the corruption there for years, but Zelensky himself, man, I mean, this guy owns 11 houses, one of them $35 million house in Florida. This guy has $1.2 billion, not million, $1.2 billion in an overseas account, and they figure his income at $11 million a month. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, but that adds up, you know, that's a lot more than what the presidential pay is.
Oh, yeah. And here's the kicker. Why was the DOJ over there in Ukraine? I mean, if there's actually a serious war going on, no politician, not even a president, would actually go visit. I've never known that in studying history. I've never seen that. Have you? I mean, in a war zone.
Well, that's the $64 question. You know, Booty Boy, the fag in charge of Department of Transportation, you just don't have that kind of impact. But I don't want people to start going, this is a fake war, because not fake. It is not fake. There is a war going on over there. And I'm telling you right now, China's fixing to start selling arms to Russia. And
I watched them today. I'm going to send you a video. And they were saying, Russell, they got evidence. Now, I'm not a fan of China because of what they represent and everything. They got evidence showing that the United States is the one supplying all the weapons and everything to Ukraine and with the money laundering. So my thinking is on this, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe they're planning to see the escape. Maybe that's why they're all going over there.
At this point, time is no friggin' telling, Joseph. You know, but people don't understand. You know, and people need to wake up to the fact that NATO, pushed by the U.S., ignoring real and deadly threats to, I mean, they're right there on the Russian border, man. They could kill millions of Russians. Russia wasn't going to have, boo, here we go.
Oh, exactly.
And let me tell you something.
Well, if they take
Russia,
that border,
Russia,
and if they take that border over, brother, it's game over for the other side. I mean, if they can capture the capital where Zelensky's supposed to be, if they capture the entire city, it's game over for the globalists, and it's over for Rothschild. I talked about this with a lot of friends of mine who's from Ukraine. They are hoping that Putin, they're praying for Putin to come over there and take it over. Because I'm getting different stories of what we're actually seeing on the media. They're wanting Putin over there. Deliberate.
The evidence has been out for a while now, but that these so-called atrocities weren't committed by the Russians, but by the Ukrainian army against its own people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and people miss the big thing that happened here over the last week. You had Russia back out of the nuclear arms agreement, right? Now, Russia has mobile ballistic missiles, okay? Now, as part of the agreement, they moved those things. They had to let the U.S. know where they are. Well, since they backed out of the agreement, or suspended it, I should say. I think that's the correct word to use. They don't have to tell the U.S. what things are. They moved them. The U.S. is scrambling to figure it out. The Chinese have mobile ballistic missile capability. All right?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The U.S. has no answer for those. None whatsoever. Okay.
This, what are your thoughts, Virgil, on that?
Well,
are you there?
Hey, how you doing, man? We over here in Clusterfuckville, taking orders from a bunch of children that never drove a truck in their life other than push a Tonka truck across from grandma's living room, and then they probably fucked that up. But we're slowly getting them educated. You know, I'm teaching them how to speak Marine. You know, and things like that. But as far as those mobile missiles, and as far as that SALT I and SALT II agreement and all of that shit, okay. Number one, guys. Make rules and they don't play by the rules, okay? When all that came about, you know, oh, we're going to remove all the nuclear missiles from our warships, okay? So we did it. China hasn't done it. Russia says they've done it, but they haven't. You know, but even though if they had, they built more nuclear submarines.
Yep.
Okay. And as far as those mobile missile stations, well, let me tell everybody something right now. By the time we target those missiles, mobile missiles, carrying stations or whatever you want to call them, those son of a bitches are going to be well on their way into the inner atmosphere, and all we're going to hit is an empty truck. Okay. The spy balloon, the Chinese spy balloon flying over the silos, the nuclear silos and everything, they already know where they're at. They're pinpointed that shit with their satellites. If Russia and the United States goes to total commitment, everything gets fired. Very few get knocked down in space by SAM missiles or surface-to-air missile systems or whatever. And we're all going to play, hey, guess who's glowing brightest in the dark right now? You know?
Right. Well, that's like the guest is saying in the chat room right now. The United States has zero defense against these types of missiles. Zero.
Well, neither does Russia. You see, it's a game of Russian roulette with a fully loaded six shooter. Okay? You know, it's just like one side sitting next to the other in a bar, and they're sitting there eating pickled eggs and drinking beer. And one guy cuts a fart loud to shake and rattle the paint off the walls, okay? And the guy sitting next to him says, oh, I'll show you. And he shits all over himself. You know, who hurt what? You know, I mean, this stuff here, these nuclear weapons is something that needs to be disinvented. It's something to just put fear in air. Because I'm going to tell you what. They fire off these fucking things. These elite people go in these fallout shelters, these bomb shelters or whatever, and they're going to have to live with each other for the next 30 years during a nuclear winter, because nothing is alive outside. And
right.
Once they even, you know, manage to survive without going completely insane or killing each other in these places, and they come outside, there's going to be nothing. There's going to be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know anything but how to control people. And all the people that they were controlling are fucking dead now. They're all skulls.
Right.
They're all like on the Terminator. You know, all you got is a bunch of bones laying on the ground.
That's right.
And both sides know this. And both sides know this, Joseph. And they're just trying to fucking scare us.
Oh, yeah, that's how it is. And that's why me, you, Russell, and the rest of us, like us, we don't pay attention because we know it's a scare tactic. But the thing is, and I've been saying this for a while, is when they murder us all, who the hell are they going to control?
Well, the thing is, too, Russ, brother.
I'm telling you that's true when you have rational human beings running things. Okay, and the key word there being rational human being running things. Now, if anybody out there that doesn't think that Biden would instigate something like that, trying to play Mr. Tough Guy, and let me tell you something, and I don't think I think Virgil's right to the aspect where I don't think it's going to be an all-out, you know, shoot a rocket at every major city, you know, and every, you know, in the three countries involved. I don't think, but I would not be a bit surprised to see strategic nuclear strikes here and there. And something like that. That's highly positive. There's something got to happen. Something's got to
happen. Well, it's like we've been saying.
You have, you know, more and more of this corruption in Ukraine's coming out. We now, you know, like I said earlier, we now know there were 11 bio labs doing gain of function on stuff like Ebola and anthrax and God only knows what else. I mean, documentation on it. The tape. I was saying, Greg, I was telling them that your boy Tucker from Fake News, I mean Fox News, did a jam-up job on the J6 investigation he's running. He got the surveillance tapes on that stuff, and I mean, it absolutely shows hands down what a farce that thing is.
Well, see, Trigger shit his pants on live, on that live interview he did today. It's priceless. I actually set it up on my timeline on Facebook, but it, dude, he is shitting in his pants.
Well, if you want to know how they're going to do a nuclear attack in the United States, it's already been shown to the American people. They're just too mesmerized and too in denial to see it. All right, it's called the movie The Sum of All Fears. Okay, The Sum of All Fears. If you want to know how a nuclear weapon is going to get detonated in the United States, okay, watch The Sum of All Fears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well,
watch.
Just saying this for you.
Have you ever
years,
seen it?
Brother.
Have you ever seen it, Joseph? Have you ever seen it, Russell? The Sum of All Fears?
I haven't seen it, no, but I'll watch it.
Okay, let me give you a little hint. Okay, it goes back to the Yom Kippur War, okay?
Uh-huh.
Israel is fixing to get overrun. So they're going to say, well, if we're going to go, we're going to take as many sumbitches with us as you can. So they load a bomb that they're not supposed to have on an F-4 Phantom jet.
Uh-huh.
It's going to fly to Egypt, and it's going to drop this fucker. And it's going to barbecue a whole bunch of Muslims. But they take it down with a SAM missile. The bomb gets released, and it crashes into the desert. Doesn't detonate, and gets buried by sandstorms. Well, it gets found by two Bedouins digging around for something at a construction site or something in the desert. They find the damn thing. Well, they put it up basically on Craigslist and eBay, and this guy, this arms dealer, he recognizes what it is, but he doesn't say anything, and he buys the fucking thing for $500. He sells it to a neo-fascist that hires Russian dissident scientists to make a nuclear bomb, and they ship this thing to the United States, okay? And they start all kind of propaganda between Russia and the United States, back and forth, cause tension, and they detonate the fucker. Okay? United States blames Russia. Russia says they didn't do it. We all know that Russia's a pathological liar. So here we go. We got the president getting in. We're going to NORAD, getting into bomb shelters. They're calling up. They're giving out launch codes and everything else, getting ready to start a nuclear fucking war behind a neo-fascist fucking idea. There's nothing more dangerous than an idiot with a cause. Okay? But then it gets found out. Then it gets found out when they test, when they're at the detonation site and the scientists are testing the fallout from it, they find out that the plutonium was enriched in a reactor in the United States, the plutonium. So that's what gave it all out. Okay.
Well, we've been saying for years, guys, that if it ever started,
okay.
Look, guys, I'm
about to sign off for a little while. I'm in a plant. They're through offloading my trailer. I got to hook onto it and get out of the plant. So I'll be right back.
All right. Well, call in when you can. Call in when you can.
Okay.
Now, you know, we talked about this. We talked about this tragedy for years, Russell, and you know. And we know there's nuclear rockets that are missing. He went missing during Obama's term and everything. So maybe that's what the plan is.
Okay. Yeah, Josie, you're sounding real tinny again. Yeah, you're very hard to understand.
Oh, okay. How's that?
That's better.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes,
I moved. But we talked about this for years, and the strategy is how they're going to do it. You know, we got those three nukes that went missing during Obama's term and everything. Nobody just still hasn't any ideas where they're at, but maybe that's what the plan is, what Virgil was talking about, you know?
Well, it's hard to do because it's hard to figure out. I mean, it's not hard to figure out what's going on. We know how to do that, but kind of hard to figure out how they're going to pull off handing over the country to China and Russia. And don't forget, like, China and Russia are buddies now, all right? China's talking about arming Russia and this Ukraine thing. We've got no business there, absolutely none whatsoever. They're desperately trying to cover something up at this point, and they don't mind how many people die in the process of it. Okay, you have everything imploding on them over here in the U.S. These are the latest globalists. Are very close to being in panic mode. I mean, now you got to remember.
Oh, they already are.
You know, I've said this on this show several times, and I just want to remind everybody that at the onslaught of this Ukraine thing, let's not forget, I want to say it was Nathaniel, or I'm not sure which one it was, but it was one of the younger Rothschilds, emailed the English mm-hmm. government to, you know, prime minister, I mean, went right to the top and said, what are y'all going to do about this? We cannot allow Ukraine to fall. It is the cornerstone of the New World Order. And that's
exactly.
All these government officials off and enriching themselves. I mean, this is a money laundering operation that, I mean, it's got to be the largest one in the history of the world, man.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and I was researching into that very deeply with my friend Nakia. And, you know, and our conclusion is there's money laundering going on. They're funding the World Economic Forum. They're filling, funding NATO. They're funding the World Health Organization with all this money laundering plus Democrat pockets. Included in everything, but
yeah, well, they're basically wanting to hand over the U.S. sovereignty to the, you know, World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you there's another pandemic of some kind coming. I mean, these people aren't going to quit and they aren't going to give up. And
mm-hmm.
The ballot box doesn't fix this kind of stuff. It's going to take them mm-hmm. standing up, and we're basically going to have to start over with D.C. And I'm going to say this again. Our forefathers developed the best system of self-government that God ever bestowed upon man, a brilliant piece of work. Called our Constitution, and the sad part is of it, it's been gotten so far away from that it's not even recognizable anymore. And
that's true.
You know, I mean, the only way you know you get rid of a cancer is to cut it out. You know, and we need to have a. I mean, the states are going to have to stand up and say, no, we're not doing this. Whatever, the people are going to stand up and say, you know what, no, you're not taking my money anymore. And, you know, it's going to take a tax revolution. You're going to have, we the people are going to have to cut the cash flow off. And that's going to take
uh-huh.
every man, woman, and child that's working to walk right into their HR office and say, you know what, I'm claiming tax exempt this year. And I guarantee within 6 months, the result will be devastating. And the only way, you know, and these son of bitches would have to start stepping down right and left. You know,
and here's the thing. Let me give some advice on that, Russell. And a lot of people ask me questions on TikTok about this and how do you do it. And Steph, what you're going to do on your federal taxes, write exempt. Get on your W-2s, write exempt. And on your state taxes, write on takeout, $1. Okay? Because you'll get all that back at the end of the year on your state taxes. And I've done this for almost 45 years. Okay? I haven't paid federal taxes at all in 45 years. I've paid state taxes, and it's perfectly legal. Okay, my dad taught me this, so that's the tip. And if you want to get money back, you'll get all that money back at the end of the year. Get $1 to take out on your state taxes, I guarantee you'll get all. But like Russell was saying, in 7 months, federal will collapse. We'll start clapping, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got. I've seen more folks over here going, oh, you know, just pray on it. Let God fight your battles. Da-da, like that. Ladies and gentlemen, God will give us victory,
mm-hmm.
bless us with victory over this evil. But you know what? God's not going to come down here and fight the battle. That's where you people have been lied to for decades and decades. Mm-hmm. But weak, feckless Christian leaders who have sold their souls for a tax-exempt status of the U.S. government, okay? That's basically what it boils to. You read your Bible. Not let somebody tell you what they want to tell you on this. Read the Bible. Read the whole damn thing. God's people are always victorious. Okay? Mm-hmm. Always. But they do have to fight the battles. And there ain't one place in the Bible where God's people, when victorious, did nothing and God fought the battle for them. Nowhere do you find that in the Bible. Am I wrong, Joseph?
I know you're correct. In fact, God said, when time comes for the battle, you know, 10,000 plus 10,000 plus 10,000 more is going to join. But it's up to us, like you said. We humans have to get our asses up off the ground, pick up a gun, and start fighting. All this propaganda. I was talking to a friend of mine.
Hopefully it won't come to having to pick up a gun. But you know what? You're going to have to get off. You're going to have to get off out of your comfort zone. And you're going to have to go. You're going to have to march. You're going to have to protest. You're going to have to go to these school boards in numbers. All right? And said, no, you're not forcing this shit on our children anymore. No, there aren't going to be any drag queens in our school. No, you're not going to keep gender transitioning hidden from parents of minor children.
I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. And you want to know what it's all for? I'm going to catch some heat like I did on TikTok. I got almost 500,000 views and insults. But here's what it's for. They want to please their god Satan because demons do not have gender. Let that sink in. That's why all this mutilation on the children and the adults. The Bible even says, cry for the children. Now I kind of understand what that verse meant, Russell. Cry for the children because they are being attacked.
Well, yeah, they are. You know, a young man who decided to mutilate himself and try to call himself a woman has done nothing but remove the ability from himself to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Piss you off. I know it's going to piss you off. It's right here in New Mexico right now. Here tomorrow. They're going to try to pass the bill to allow eight-year-olds now to make a decision without their parents' permission to have a sex change. 8 years old. What the fuck? An eight-year-old cannot make those kind of decisions?
Of course not, man. You know, and a lot of these governors are finally standing up and going, you know what? No, we're banning this in this state. It ain't happening in our state. So da 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 like that. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand it. You know, Arizona, for example, there has absolutely been out and out fraud proven, evidence of it, the last two elections there, and the Arizonian people are still sitting on their asses doing nothing.
Not doing a damn thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, same thing here. We're finding all kinds of evidence. Remember our friend Audrey? She's been finding evidence after evidence after evidence, nothing being done.
Well, you know, but New Mexico is a different kind of story than Arizona, because And, you know, I don't mean to be offensive. I know there's good people there that get up and go to work every day. But New Mexico is a lazy-ass state. They have more people drawing a government check than they do actually working for a living. And they like
it. Oh, that's a fact. That's a pure fact. Me being from Mexico, living here, I can confirm that. That's a fact. 100%.
You know, in states like that, a conservative individual has absolutely no chance whatsoever. These people will give the government more control over their life. You know, if they don't, the bad freedom of the people are going to come in and their checks are going to stop or something, you know. And this is a fear tactic that the Democratic Party used on these people. And, I mean, you know, I've said this before. We got two generations right now that have been taught nothing but to hate their country. And now we have the next generation with, I don't even know how to describe them. I mean, you know, the education, and this is it, ladies, the education, the public school system, Department of Education, all right? That is what they have done to these. They have dumbed these kids down, taught them to hate the country they live in, and that you can be whatever you want to be. And let's boil down to it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And I've said this a thousand times. I don't care how the fuck you choose to live your life. If you want to munch carpet, munch carpet, you know. You know, if you want to be a Peter Puffer, Puffer Peter. I don't care. I truly do not give a fuck. To each his own, between you and your maker, okay? And it's not my job to save you. You know.
Right. Well, I agree with you.
But on the flip side of that, that does not give you a special status. That does not make you special. That does not mean you can push your beliefs on minor children. And you know what? I don't know many, but I know a few gay people. And they all find this egregious and offensive. I mean, you've got absolute lunatic fringe out there. A lunatic fringe out there, like 1%. And these are the ones that the media, Hollywood, the government, especially the media, try to make, oh, you know, it's a big part of America, it's the majority of people. You have been so lied to, but you can't get your fucking faces out of your devices. Some of you can't fucking get up in the morning and go through a day and accomplish anything because you're running around in circles fucking filled with anxiety or whatever.
Right. Let me put it this way. I have a friend of mine who's gay as a $2 bill. I mean, I got a lot of gay friends out there. His name is John Block. You know him. He's a representative. He is madder than hell because they're pushing all this stuff on the children. It's like you said and he said, you know, keep it in the bedroom. Keep it in your home. You know, it's making them look bad, you know, and he's like, you're pushing this shit, wanting to put tampons in boys' bathrooms, you're wanting to brainwash them into thinking little girls are little boys and boys are little girls, and he said, this is just fucking wrong. It's insane.
And people, you
know, he's gay as a $2 bill. And he's my best friend. He's gay as a T-Lot, but he's my best friend, and he made a lot of sense. And he's one of our representatives up here, fighting for the kids.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That speaks volume. That speaks a lot of volume.
I don't know. I don't know anybody, personally, that hates somebody because of the color of their skin. their life, and that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're not born gay. You're not born this way. You're not born that way. It is a life choice, and it is your life choice to make, and you have every right to make the choice that you choose to make. But your choice does not get to impede on my right to protect children or anything else. And I'm telling you what, and you know what the funny part is? All this is, all they've gone through with the division, you know, oh, you're a racist, you're this, you're that, you're homophobic, you're hygiephobic,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
You're xenophobic.
It's gotten to the point of being ridiculous, but these people out there doing that, like I said, it might be 1% of the country that they're wanting to make sound like. And let me tell you, they have done more harm to race relationships and anything else that could possibly have happened over the last 30 years. Because you know what? I'm tired of illegal aliens being allowed in here, stealing food off the American table. Government spending billions and billions. Like, they're coming over here and getting benefits that are for American citizens. As soon as they cross the border, they're being signed up.
Giving away Social Security, giving away free homes.
You know,
yeah. I'm thinking about going to the border myself.
If you don't like... if you don't like drag queens, you know, in an elementary school class doing erotic dance shows, and so, you know, you're homophobic, you're a bigot, it just goes on and on. And at some point, you've got to fucking stand up and go, no, enough is a fucking enough. And you're going to have to stand up and fight. God's big hand's not going to come down here and start picking people up by the shirt collars and flip them in the hell. All right? You are going to have to help. You're going to have to help me get there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the other thing that pisses me off about these drag queens. I've seen this on some videos from Twitter and stuff. We got to see grown-ass men dressed as women shaking their asses in front of little babies, 2 to 3 years old.
Yep. You know.
Now, in my opinion, if I'd have been there as a dad myself and a grandparent, if I caught any of you doing that around my grandkids, I would be in prison.
I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, too. And this is especially going out toward, and, okay, when I say going out to the Christians, I am a Christian, okay? So I'm not demeaning Christians. I am demeaning weak, feckless Christians with no spine. I'm surprised some of y'all can get up and walk across the room without turning into a flesh puddle. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the biblical story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Remember Sodom and Gomorrah, ladies and gentlemen? All right, you have a modern Sodom and Gomorrah right here. And if you don't think for a minute God wouldn't place an idiot like Biden in the position that he's in to start this whole process over, I'm telling you what, you're sadly mistaken. And, you know, we're waiting for God to show up. Ladies and gentlemen, God is waiting for his people to show up. Period.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. Here's what I get all the time, Russell. Oh, God accepts this. He wouldn't do any wrong to the gay people and all this and all this, all that. Yes, he would in a heartbeat. Actually, don't be surprised if he, you know, it's going to happen, like Russell said. I mean, your judgment, you know, you can pick what you want to do, but the consequences are going to be very great.
Well, you know, Joseph, in all honesty, I honestly believe in the core of my being and in my heart that we have passed the point of no return. I don't think there's anything that's going to stop what's coming. There's no way to detour it. The people aren't going to stand up. I think we might have one more election if we're lucky. But things have gone absolutely too far to be turned around. You know, and as I said before, you look at everything, man. The American dollar is as weak as it's ever been. It's as worthless as Bitcoin stuff. You know, we were Bitcoin, it's not back for nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, those fucking U.S. dollars in your pocket aren't backed by anything.
Understanding, digital currency is coming up next. That's the next phase, you know, this whole thing.
I don't see that happening. Here's the thing.
The money's going to be worthless for too long. What's going to happen to all the end of the city over here? Because that's going to be worth nothing either.
The thing that's going to be worth anything is going to be bullets and beans.
Right. And have you noticed, and I'm going to ask my listeners, we got listeners in here now in the chat room, and after the chat room, we're kind of busy. But have you noticed how all the distractions, you know, like the UFOs and the balloons, have that all disappeared suddenly? Nobody's talking about it no more?
I'm not too terribly concerned about extraterrestrials, okay?
I'm kind of pissed off at them because they haven't gotten me yet. I'm still here.
That's the least of our worries right now as a country. Right. I promise you, man. I don't know where some, you know, don't even get me started on that alien shit, man. While I think it's possible, I actually believe that we can't be the only form of life out in all these universes. Floating around here and stuff like that, but at the same time, I'm not worried about them attacking us here. Right now, I'm more concerned about where we're headed as a country, and like I said, I honestly think we passed the point of being able to turn it around peacefully. It's coming down to the battle between good and evil, and I'm not talking about on a spiritual level. I'm talking about mano a mano. And that's the only way you're going to stop these people. And unfortunately, that's going to be a very, very ugly thing for the majority of the world. But anyway,
yep.
I got a bug out of here, brother.
All right, brother, we're going to close the show before we go, though. But here's my thoughts on this. If Putin happens to destroy you, you know, like we think he is, we might have a chance of saving ourselves. Might, but it's a slim chance.
There is a chance, Joseph. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, but I find it to be a very slim chance because the American people have bowed to all this propaganda, and I don't think there's enough spines left in America to stand up and fix this.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll be back our Thursday night. and we'll talk about the January 6th and some other topics and everything. And to the listeners, hey, thank you all for joining me in the chat room. I had enjoyed that. And I will look into that book. But anyway, you know, we'll be back for Thursday night and everything. Brother, you be safe out there. And Virgil, we know you're listening in, so you be careful on the road and stuff. Everybody, good night. We'll see you all later.
Good night, America.
Man, they call me a redneck, I reckon that I am, but there's things going on.